So you'll be surprised to know that I have some thoughts about what I might want to talk about today.
Okay, perfect. I'd love to hear it.
So I want to talk about work stress.
Okay.
And the reason this is top of mind is this week I had a client who we have kind of worked on managing stress at home in her family. And now there's this realization of like, oh, I get stressed at work.
Gotcha.
And so it's a conversation that I have often with clients of like, how do we take the skills that we're, using in your home or with your family and transfer those to work? And I think it's a conversation worth exploring.
Yeah, I love that. I think sometimes we don't think about stress at work as being sort of separate or maybe even different than work, stress at home, right? So how do you, when you're talking to a client like that, how do you sort of unpack that?
Well, to me, it goes back to this idea that we keep talking about, which is noticing.
Yeah.
And I think once you have an awareness of like, huh, I'm addressing some things at home. I'm implementing new skills. Things feel different
Yeah.
at home. Kind of even noticing a feeling of calm or peace or whatever people choose to name it, they start to realize that that same feeling is missing in other areas.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes there's this expectation of like work equals stress,
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
which to a degree it does, right?
Yeah.
Like we all have to work. There are jobs that we enjoy. There are seasons of like, I enjoy my job. Things have shifted. I enjoy it less. Is it going to go back to a place that I enjoy?
Yeah.
Is Am I going to jump ship? There's a lot that goes into work, and I think because it's just a part of everyone's life and it's something that we all do, a lot of people don't take the time to consider how to make changes within themselves that aren't leaving their job or making some drastic change.
That makes sense. And I think we all tend towards the status quo, right? We're just like, if you're making it, you just kind of keep making it and sometimes don't even fight to kind of improve things. You know, it's like
Yes.
easier just to kind of leave it because we don't know what to do or how to do it
Yes.
and manage stress, right?
Yes. And so I think if you are listening and you're like, "Huh, that sounds interesting to me." It goes back to this idea of like noticing what is it that's even stressful about your job?
That's good.
Is it the people? Is it the place? Is it the commute? Is it just how you're treated as a human that you're like, huh, this place, I don't know that they care about me?
Yeah.
And then once you kind of have an idea of where the stress is coming from, especially if you are in a therapeutic relationship, you can start exploring how do I make a shift?
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah, so how do you even kind of go about thinking about that? Because I know in my job, the grass can always seem a little greener on the other side, right? You see maybe LinkedIn and Indeed jobs sort of popping up, and it's like, whoa, what if all these stresses could be gone if I just, went to another place? So how do you navigate sort of thinking through that?
I mean, I think there is something, a lot of us stay in a place of comfort because it's comfortable,
Sure.
right? It's easier to stay in a system that you understand with people that you at least know how to navigate
Right, the known,
the known stressors. And so I think sometimes it's, again, this idea of what is stressing me about work, is that always going to be a stressor? And it doesn't matter if I'm here or seven different places.
Right.
For instance, in my work as a therapist, my stressor has and always will be documentation.
No, I had no idea. You've never said anything about
I literally like four
that.
times a week, I'm like, I hate charting. It's the worst part of my job. And I truly mean it. I understand why it's important. I understand kind of why I have to
It just has to be
like,
done, right? It's like
yes,
a, yeah, it's,
it's
yeah.
a requirement.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what type of social work job I have, there is some level of documentation
Right,
required.
right.
And so if I'm at a job, my stressor is documentation, and I haven't taken the time to realize I like everything about this place.
Right.
Except this one piece. If I leave that job, I mean, the terrible thing is sometimes there's more based on the setting and right. environment.
Right.
There's more documentation and yeah. you don't always know until you're in a role.
Right.
And so I think, again, this idea of what is stressing you and how do you then address that, right? Yeah. So what are the things in your job that drive you bananas? And how much power do you have to change those things?
Yeah.
Are there ways that you need? Sometimes it's much easier to be like, my boss is a jerk and I hate my job because my boss is a jerk.
For sure.
Who are the people in your life that you could actually process some of that behavior with your boss?
Yeah.
And say, like, have you self-advocated? Have you had a conversation with your... The number of times that I am meeting with people and I'm like, oh, you have your review coming up. Could you, you know, we practice. This is how you could frame this conversation. How are you writing?
You like go through it and like with somebody and like talk through like talk a scenario?
All the scenarios.
Interesting. Okay.
Also, freebie tip, always make bullet point list.
Okay.
Because even if you have ruminated on this conversation 9 bajillion times, when you sit down and you are nervous about how that conversation is going to go, all those ruminating thoughts are out of your brain and you're just anxious.
Yeah.
So bullet point list, always when you're going to have a challenging conversation so that you make sure you're speaking all the things you want spoken.
Yeah.
Right. And I do also understand there are people in the workforce who will not listen, who will not change their behavior. And sometimes it's very... there's small tweaks or requests that could be made that people are willing to accommodate. And sometimes it's something so simple, like it is really stressful to come in for an 8 a.m. meeting. And if I know that I hit traffic and I'm going to be 3 minutes late, there is so much anxiety. Could we move our morning meeting to 8:15?
Right.
Be wild, move it to 8:30.
8 o'clock meetings are just no good for anybody anyway.
No. Well, unless you're seeing me at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's lovely, I'm sure. But nice. I do think there's something to, like, sometimes we can ask for what we need. Sometimes you go to your boss and say, can we move that to 8:30? And they say, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Different conversation than my boss is such a jerk and is making me do this thing.
Right.
And so sometimes I think we say, stay stuck in these stressors because we're not willing to self-advocate.
Yeah.
And then in not self-advocating, we're continuing to blame someone else for our stress. And it's like, well, let's explore this some more. Sure. Let's process through what could actually be going on. Are there possible changes that could be made?
Yeah, that makes sense. And do you feel like if you have self-advocated over and over again, and it's fallen on deaf ears, then maybe that's time to start thinking about, you know, maybe a change within the company or, you know, something of that nature.
Maybe.
Okay.
I would even though take a step back and say, what do I really need? Okay. How stressful is this? I also think sometimes in work scenarios, we have spent so much time and energy conflating a stressor that if we can give ourselves some space, it's like, is this actually worth leaving for?
Right.
How do I know that my next boss is going to listen to my request? You know, kind of that. I also think sometimes it's even the logistics. I've had a couple of people move roles recently who realized, you know, oh, I was told this was remote. Come to find out, it's hybrid.
Sure.
Significant shift.
Yeah.
I've also had people who were totally content at work and get the, we're downsizing and then just kidding. But it's like kind of put the idea in their head of like, what else could I explore? Sure. Is this worth you know, I'm reevaluating the stability that this place provides. And so I think even, right, you're having a stressor, you're self-advocating, you're having the conversations, there's still some exploring to do of, am I ready to pack up and leave?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think that's helpful. I'm even ruminating on my own just work life and like where those kind of that rubber has met the road for me at times. And, you know, the choice to, you know, jump ship or look for something else. And, you know, that unknown of it could be worse somewhere else too.
Yes.
And you're going to have to learn everything all over again. And, you know, so there's a lot of stuff sort of keeping us there a lot of times.
Yes.
Right.
And so I think exploring that of, am I staying where I am because it's comfortable, right, and it's, you know, toxic to me or my family or my relationships? Or is it just a job that's not my crazy passion and it's paying my bills? I have schedule flexibility and these things that I've made feel really significant aren't as significant as I've made them to be. I think the other thing that's important to talk about, even in this conversation, is how are we addressing stress, like when you are physically at work?
Right.
And I think sometimes, oftentimes, the tools that we have at home are not available to us in an office setting.
So talk about that for a sec. So like, what would be examples of that?
Like for us,
yeah,
I have a client cancel. I go walk in green space by our house.
Right.
In previous roles, I haven't had, like, when I was working in the school setting, I couldn't just be like, peace out, I'm going to walk in the neighborhood for a while.
Right. For sure.
And so that is a skill that I possess at home.
Yeah.
Well, even working from home.
Yeah.
That in an office setting, I didn't possess.
Yeah. It's just not feasible to cope in that way.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And even just schedule-wise, right? I have the opportunity here, especially after work, I can go walk for an hour if I want. If I'm on the job, most jobs aren't going to be like, oh yeah, just go take an hour break, chill, collect yourself, get your mental health together.
Right.
And so what is, sometimes we need a change of scenery.
Yeah.
Again, when I was working in that particular building, in the school setting, we joked that we would take mental health walks, and it was just a walk around the building.
Yeah.
But that change of scenery, just that movement, could kind of just shift my brain and body and level of stress by getting out and taking, like, you know, a 7-minute walk.
Sure.
Which is really typically easy to do at work.
Yeah.
It's also staying hydrated, which I know I talk about like every other episode, and it matters. Like, if you're not eating and eating,
yeah,
are an actual food,
right?
Like I worked in a hospital for a lot of years, and I would not eat real food.
You didn't have, well, you were doing overnight, so you didn't have access to
a, I had access food, to a vending machine,
right? Exactly.
And so you knew, like, was it a Twix night or a Flamin' Hot Cheetos night,
or both?
That, yeah. That's when you knew the wheels had come off.
Right.
And I think there are these really basic things of, am I fueling my body? Also, the stressor, am I well rested? Do I have life stress happening that is impacting how I show up at work? And then how do I talk about that life stressor in this space? I have worked at places that I could be really open about. I'm going to keep showing up, and I am a version of myself. I'm just not sure day to day, like, what level of me is showing up. I've also worked in places that didn't feel safe or comfortable.
Sure.
And so that's like another thing that you're holding is, I can't tell anyone that, like, I have this crisis going on at home, and I'm more irritable. I'm more short-tempered. I have less patience and kindness towards people because of this life thing coming with me to work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, even to that point, I feel in my experience that I wanted to sort of like shield myself from some of that, like telling people what's going on in life. But even like, if you can be vague, I feel like, you know, share what you can about what's going on, that most people are, have been through similar things and are very willing to kind of accommodate, you know, as much as they can, right? Or at least show a little grace, I guess, right?
Yes. And I think it, sometimes it's the one who's starting that vulnerability of like, this may not be a place where it is common to talk about. I so often default to kid stress because most people that I work with are parents. We are parents. And so it, like, I've never been like, hey, I have to take my kid to urgent care, and had a boss who's like, can't leave.
Right.
You know, can't. And so.
And if there is.
That's your sign.
Yeah, you might. we're talking a little more toxic culture here, right?
And so I think sometimes it's just being like, hey, I'm a human
that
has a life outside of this place. And sometimes just like work sometimes spills into family and home. Family and home is often going to spill into work.
Yeah.
And I think anticipating that and expecting that versus being surprised when it happens, just like a basic preparedness of, there are going to be days that I am less mentally present at work because my family has demands.
Yeah.
I understand saying that out loud feels like, of course. And I think so many of us operate in a way of like, these two parts of my life are completely separate. They will never intertwine, and I've got to work really hard to keep them separate.
Right.
And I just don't. I think sometimes the emotional energy of working to keep them separate is way more than if we just were kind of open about where we actually were.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I like that. So we, as far as like actual coping kind of skills and stuff, we talked about taking a quick walk. We talked about staying hydrated, staying fed, fueled. Are there other things that you've talked to people about?
I think processing with other people can be helpful.
The old water cooler.
The old water cooler.
Yeah.
And with a mindfulness of, am I creating solutions?
Right. Am I talking trash?
Yes.
For the sake of talking trash, or am
I? Yes. Or am I, you know, and I think sometimes we need to vent of like, can you believe I got called out in that meeting
for sure. For sure.
And hopefully you have a coworker who can say like, yeah, that kind of sucks. And, you know, I see this perspective of it. Or, you know, sometimes someone's silence is really all you need to know that you need to check that part of yourself.
That was me.
But I think sometimes trying to build that camaraderie with a mindfulness of like, how am I not making this worse than it actually is?
Yeah.
Is helpful. Deep breathing is a really easy thing that you can do at your desk that no one has to know or see you, you know. Deep breath in for 5 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, breathe out for 5 seconds, do that 5 times, and then kind of do a quick body scan of, okay, is my nervous system more online or am I still really agitated? Okay, still really agitated. Let me do the breathing again.
Okay.
And so part of it, again, it's this idea of how am I kind of checking this level of frustration as it's growing versus when I'm at that verge of like, I want to explode on my boss.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about those, appropriately worried about those consequences.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder if so many of us, especially if we're not in our, you know, we don't have a lot of capacity for like critical thinking and that sort of thing, jump into conflict way too quickly and say things that actually make the situation worse, as opposed to stepping back and regaining our full brain before approaching those conversations. Like even that little tweak at work, like calming down before you have a confrontational conversation, could be like a life changer in so many ways.
Yes. In your, yes, work life.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, I think.
On your home life too, actually.
Yeah. Just in your life. But I think it's important to realize, like, you get to be a part of the solution.
Right.
And seeing yourself in that role versus all this stuff is happening to me and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And operating in that capacity.
Sort of asking yourself, what can I actually control in this situation?
Yes.
Right? Because there's a lot of stuff that's out of control and we tend to fixate on the things that are out of, that we have, don't have control over.
Yes.
Right. And we go back to those again and again and again, when there's these other things that we do have control over that we're sort of refusing to take control of, right? Yes. It's easier to blame the situation than it is to sort of take action a lot of times.
Yes.
Right. So where are those things that you can control, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And then making sure you're doing your part to actually control them.
Sure.
Right. Because I think a lot of us are like, these are the things I could do. And it's like, no, you've got to take the next step right. and actually do right. them
yes.
and implement those things. And again, if you are trying new skills in your work environment, you are not going to do this perfectly.
Yeah.
And so having some self-compassion around, I'm trying something new, I'm trying to show up in a different and a healthier way, and I'm probably not going to do it right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm trying to do it at all is important and worth noting.
Yeah. I love that. That's awesome. Well, I think we covered everything. I feel like there should be...
Per the use.
Yeah. We're pretty good at that. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's conversation about managing stress at work. I'd love to hear from you on Instagram or Facebook. You can find me at Counseling With, or you can send me an email through my website at counselingwith.com.